This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There have been, according to the website FlightAware, about 33,000 delays within, into, or out of the United States this week, with few indications that it's going to get all that much better. AAA is predicting record-breaking air travel this long holiday weekend. And while it has been well reported that airlines are having staffing and inventory problems, in other words, they can't fly enough planes to meet all the demand, some airlines are pinning some of the delay blame on the Federal Aviation Administration, which, among other things, administers the air traffic control system. Turns out Congress is currently muddling through a bill that funds the FAA for the next 5 years. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovol is on that one.
Every 5 years, Congress decides how much money to put into the FAA's checking account, says Maria Lehman of the American Society of Civil Engineers.
It basically says we're going to keep doing these programmatic things over this amount of time.
She says Congress should let airports increase passenger facility charges to raise money for improvements to weather radar and taxiways. Another priority?
State-of-the-art technology for air traffic control.
That would make better use of airspace in congested areas and is currently missing from the bill. One thing the legislation does address, at least so far, is the shortage of air traffic controllers. David Slotnick is with the Points Guy.
To hire a controller and train a controller is a very time and money intensive process. You have to have months of training, really, before you can start working flights at any given center. You can't just transfer people around.
FAA reauthorization also deals with the non-commercial side of things. Jim Kuhn with the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association says current provisions would do stuff like develop airport hangars and make it possible so that
volunteer pilots who assist in natural disasters or medical personnel can be reimbursed for their fuel.
He says the House version of the bill is the most comprehensive ever to address the needs of general aviation. Planes used in medicine, business, law enforcement, agriculture, and other contexts. I'm Elizabeth Trovol for Marketplace.